Okay, story, continuation there, the pub. They're talking about why he didn't take over his father's factory. Yeah, Pio says the old folks back then kind of expected that take over dad's company. But I always felt I have my thing to do. And that's what I told my boys, my kids too. You got to find your thing. Well, says some of the guys, I guess you were lucky because the whole textile industry crashed here just a few years after you moved away. Another one said, yeah, I'm in. Everyone went bankrupt here, and depression ruled. Yeah, that's why many of us ended up sitting here. Taking shelter in the fog. Pointing at some others, sit there and look very foggy. But we don't give up. We West Gothics. Cheers on that. And they look at Pio, and one of them says, you know, as you know, what's going on here now, right? You know what? Says Pio. Oh, you don't know? I thought the whole Sweden knew. The old hostile area of our nation is waking up again, competing against the giant corporations. Hey, Henrik, tell him. You know, Josephine, Sophia's older sister, the singer. Oh, okay. Well, she also moved to the big city about the same time as you, I think, Pio, and became kind of famous. And she made friends with the daughter of man for whom we all well, your family mainly sew pants for. You know, those super popular ones. She's a fashion designer, also well known. And Josie came back a year ago with an idea. Now the old men and ladies dug up their sewing machines from the basements, closets, and so our fashion collection clothes. From first class organic ecological cotton and hemp and linen, the real thing. Last a lifetime, that's the motto. And they sell directly. The fancy fashion shops, the big cities, all over the country. No middlemen. And we are out competing the big corps. Higher quality too. Yes, that's what Dad always said. He says, we've got quality. And they made it to last for life, almost. That's what you paid for. Yeah. So it worked fine. The little factories popping up again, waking up again all over the bygden, what do you call it, the area. Giving jobs to us olders, and we teach the young ones. So we're kind of waking up again, and the big ones, the big corps there, don't like it at all. And I heard that this has started spreading it through our country to other businesses too. Wow. Says Pio. Even in other countries, I heard. Yeah.